Now, the second phase of the war now begins what I'd like to call the aerial urban war, and that runs from June 1940 until May 1941. And it plays a large part, I think, in defining some of how we imagine the home front in the Second World War now. After the failure of the German attempt to knock out Britain's air defences in daylight during the summer, that's the Battle of Britain, a highly visible battle to anyone in the south of England in particular, the German Air Force turns to the nighttime bombing of cities, which continues over the winter of 1940-41. Now, militarily, this is almost completely ineffectual. It's far too light, it's too poorly directed to damage seriously Britain's war effort or to break popular morale. Experientially, it is extremely shocking both to those caught up in it, and we should remember that most bombing is highly geographically concentrated, above all in London, the naval ports of the south coast, the merchant ports on the west coast of Britain, and the manufacturing centres of the Midlands. But it's also shocking to those who don't experience it at first hand, but do see its effects. And one of the things I think about being exposed to air attack is that the sound of air engines passing overhead, the noise of bombing, the sight of bombing in the distance, of fires, of searchlights, make it a very visible experience in which the bulk of the country, I think, partakes. German bombing also inflicts some significant but not devastating disruption to the transport system, which further affects the distribution of goods within the country and, again, affects the sort of the experience of consumption.